This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, dial toll free, join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the second hour of the program. Of course, plenty of time for you to join us here if you want to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Jay, you were telling us about a police officer that you'd had a conversation with. We ended up going off in a, I don't know, on, I felt like we went on a tangent to discuss,
yeah, we did.
to discuss interacting with the police in general, and as you were talking about, coming from a place of love rather than anger or hatred toward the police. And that was definitely an important conversation to have, but I don't know if you really ended up telling the story that you had intended to tell about your interactions with this cop who you say you kind of have a history with. You've done some business with him with it in the hay business. You sell hay or buy and sell hay.
That's right.
And you've known him for a while.
Sure, yeah.
So that's kind of where we got started, but I don't know where you were going.
Well, he's a good guy, you know, and we can't assume that every, guy wearing a police officer's costume is a bad guy.
I agree.
And, you know, he's, but he is getting pushed. He is having some slack at work, and he is having some issues, and he won't arrest people. He won't write citations.
He won't arrest non-violent,
correct,
you know, drug offenders or whatever, right?
Right. He doesn't, like, he even told me, he's like, and his first reason for not wanting to arrest people who, like, clearly looked like they were, like, heroin junkies is, he's like, it's for my own personal safety. He goes, yeah, I got some latex gloves on, and I pat them down and got to look in their pockets. And what if I jam some, you know, needle in my hand? And, like, you know,
could happen.
Been in someone who's got some disease.
Yep.
He says, I want nothing to do with it. He says, I really don't care if they're walking around, you know, and they're all whacked out on drugs. They're not bothering anybody. I want nothing to do with them.
Yep. If they cross a line and break into a car or hurt somebody, then that would, of course, you know, maybe an arrestable offense.
He even told me that he went to one of the local businesses where some girl shoplifted, and she looked, like, really sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, I don't want to have to arrest this girl. He don't want to pat her down. He doesn't want to do. He's so afraid of, like, getting something. And he's telling the girl, he's like, listen, he goes, can you just admit to it, and can you just put it back, and, you know, it's in your backpack. If I have to go through your backpack and I find it, I'm going to have to arrest you. Can you please just give it back to the people, and can you just please not come here? And she was like, she couldn't believe it that, like,
yeah,
you
sure.
know, and she had
break.
She had, like, a rap sheet, and he's like, listen, I don't want to arrest you. I don't want to arrest you.
Wow.
And the store manager was like, well, we're going to charge her. And he's like, well, we'll send her a summons in the mail then, you know, and, you know, whatever. I mean, but she ended up, the item was, like, unopened or whatever, and she ended up, like, taking it out of her backpack or something. I don't remember the exact story. It was a few years ago I heard about this one. But him and I chat, you know, quite often. And, you know, but he's, and guys like that need our support, I really think.
Especially, when, you know, you said they're coming after him. So, you know, he's not generating the revenue that he's expected to generate. And a lot of the police will tell you there's no such thing as quotas. But I remember years ago when we found out, I don't know if it was the Pennsylvania State Troopers, but it was one of the state trooper organizations that was admitting to not quotas, but what they called a departmental average.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a quota. It's just the average. And if you're below the departmental average, then you are in trouble, mister. And so clearly this guy would be below that.
Here's the thing. That's how averages work.
Somebody's
going to be below the average.
Right. Yeah.
And they want these guys to compete with each other.
That's what they want.
In these citations, tickets, summonses, whatever it is. And
he's not doing it.
He's not doing it. I mean, he told me about some guy who, like, literally, you know, shoved someone around in front of him, and the guy was being belligerent. He's like, yeah, I had no problem arresting that guy. He's like,
can we get him up here to work for Keene Police?
I don't know. Maybe.
I know they just got a new chief a year or two ago, but and he's better than the last chief. The newer one is better than the last one. The new one will actually acknowledge my presence as a human being, and the last one pretended like I didn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
It was ridiculous in how he behaved. It'd be great to have more good cops coming up to New Hampshire. I think that the police here are cut above typically, in my experience, or at least the Keene area. They tend to be a little bit better than some of the cops down south. And I think there's just something about the hiring standards here that are just a little bit better. Maybe it's just that nicer folks live here to begin with. I don't know.
Yeah, generally, that's what I'm starting to learn about as I'm wandering around New Hampshire here, checking things out. Pretty much everyone seems pretty friendly, and I just come out and tell people I'm an anarchist. I'm not even subtle about it. I'm just like, and it's cool. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I had a really awesome girl. I told her I was an anarchist while I was throwing hay, and she was like, "Yeah, cool." So I was like.
I think a lot of people in New Hampshire will appreciate that, but of course you're still going to come across people who don't like that. You're going to come across the status, the people who work for the system, who are, they have something to lose if the system were to go away, or at least they feel like they would, lose out.
Well, and what I do is them folks there's people who are totally shocked when I tell them I'm an anarchist. I don't have any tattoos. I don't have any piercings. Mm-hmm. I don't have a pink and blue mohawk. And I'm doing. And a lot of times I'm doing something that's a tremendous service to them.
Right.
As I'm helping them out with a sick horse. I did that out in Colorado. I told a cowboy, a very conservative Republican cowboy, I was stitching his horse up. He's like, you don't have to do this, or whatever. And I says, well, I'm an anarchist, so I don't do anything I don't have to that I have to do. And he's just like, he couldn't believe it. He's like, what? And that guy I actually talked to him today. He called me up to ask me something, and he might even be listening today.
Right.
But and he's like, these kids are getting all hopped up on this marijuana around here. He's a very polite, never drops an F-bomb or none of that stuff, hardcore conservative. And even guys like that, I explained to them about the etymology of the word anarchy. And
what is the etymology for listeners who are just tuning in?
So anarchy comes from anarcho, and an means in or not or out, but so... or no, and arco means ruler. So literally, anarchy is derived from no rulers,
mm-hmm.
and those who do not want to be ruled and are true anarchists do not want to rule anybody either. Ernie Hancock always says there are those who want to rule you and those who don't want to be ruled. But those who don't want to be ruled don't want to rule also in a true sense. Then you have these people. Who don't want to be ruled, but they do want to rule. Those are not anarchists. And I tell people all the time that my father, Spud, was the original anarchist before it was even cool to be an anarchist. And he never called himself that, but he was totally. I mean, he never wanted to tell people what to do, and he didn't want anybody telling him what to do. And he set a fine example, for me and my brothers in that aspect. So it's not being ruled, and also the golden rule, very much comes into play with this. Treat others the way you want to be treated, and in fact, I treat others better than I want to be treated because I really want this message to be out there. I want the youngsters to understand this message. I want the old folks to understand it, and it's just it is. That's actually really, in the past, 2 years, has become so much more of a passion to me than even this, this property tax stuff. And
I'm spreading the word about...
Just spreading the word and getting people comfortable with not ruling others and, accepting others for what they are and just, loving their neighbor's kids like they're their own. I mean, that's just, it's really just become... I mean, I'm just feeling great talking about it.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I'm enjoying listening to you talk about it.
Because,
even though I don't use the term for myself, I like voluntarist.
Right, right.
I don't want to throw that bomb out there, but you seem to be very good at it. Like you're saying, you're helping someone when you drop in. Oh, yeah, I'm an anarchist, by the way.
Yeah, and I used to say, people say, you don't have to do that. I used to say I'm a libertarian, I don't do anything that I don't want to do. But now I just say I'm an anarchist.
Yeah, because now libertarian's too confusing. If you say that, they're like, oh, you're Gary Johnson?
Yeah.
What? We don't even know what that means anymore. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, one man who is not an anarchist is Rodrigo Duterte, the 71-year-old president of the Philippines. He's been praised by Donald Trump, and he is now admitting to having killed people in his insane war on crime and drugs. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! And take control of the airwaves if you'd like. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Looking for a gift that somebody will likely really appreciate you for this holiday season, check out MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get a special offer of half off of one pillow or two for the price of one. Now, look, if you don't already have a MyPillow, if you already have a MyPillow, we don't have to tell you anything because you probably love it. Otherwise, you would have sent it back because they've got a 60-day money-back guarantee on this thing. They really stand behind their product over at MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position so you can sleep better with, you know, not waking up in pain with the MyPillow. Plus, it's washable. You can put it in your washer, then put it in the dryer. It's designed for that. So if you don't yet have the MyPillow, get the two for the price of two for the price of one deal. Keep one for yourself. Give the other one to somebody that you really care about. MyPillow.com, code FTL. By the way, there's a 10-year warranty on the product, so not only do they guarantee that you'll love it with their 60-day money-back guarantee, but they'll also guarantee the quality of the product for a decade. MyPillow.com with code FTL to get the special offer. As we continue here, Rodrigo Duterte is back in the news, and of course it's not for a good reason. I mean, this guy is a psychopath. I mean, you were saying this before the show, Jay, I think it was you that pointed out that at least he's honest.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He'll come right out. Now, this is a politician who will really tell you, you know, what he feels, even though it's a horrible, horrible thing that he feels. He will at the very least do that. And he apparently doesn't have other people do his bidding for him. He, unlike most politicians who have the police, their enforcers, do their dirty work for them, well, apparently old Rodrigo Duterte has pulled the trigger, sounds like, on more than one occasion to execute suspects in his insane war on drugs and crime.
He probably enjoys it very much. I mean, this sounds like a real psychopath.
He's bragging.
This is the guy that there was, a prison riot of some sort, and he said that he should have been the one that got to rape the woman?
That's correct. He said he should have been first in line. So because he was the mayor of the town, he believes that he should have been the first one.
So this is where the power has corrupted, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
This guy here feels he's invincible. Nobody's going to mess with him. And so he's taking the next step. I'm going to tell the world how much of a bad A I am, you know?
Well, wouldn't he be able to pardon himself?
Sounds like it.
If he's the president of the country and he committed murder, couldn't he then just issue himself a pardon?
I don't know what the rules are in the Philippines.
Well, obviously he doesn't really care, whatever they are.
But he would probably go about pardoning himself anyway.
The latest story from Vice.com by David Gilbert. In the latest in a long line of controversial statements, Rodrigo Duterte, the 71-year-old president of the Philippines, has admitted that he used to ride around on a motorbike seeking confrontation. As mayor of Davao, Duterte claimed he would cruise the city searching for trouble, quote, so I could kill, unquote, and hope to show police officers how it was done. The admission won't come as much of a surprise to those who've been following the actions of the man nicknamed Duterte Harry for his hardline approach to crime and his stance on drugs. Quote, in Davao, I used to do it personally, just to show it to the guys, and the editor puts in parentheses, police officers, and that if I can do it, why can't you? Unquote. He said in an AFP article published Monday, saying further, quote, and I'd go around in Davao with a motorcycle, with a big bike, and I would just patrol the streets looking for trouble also. I was really looking for a confrontation so I could kill. Unquote. Since taking office at the end of June, Duterte has initiated a reign of terror on drug dealers and users, allowing police and vigilantes to carry out summary killings in towns and cities across the Philippines, with the death toll from the campaign already exceeding 5,000. And this guy hasn't even been in office for, a half a year at this point. By some accounts, what Duterte is doing amounts to genocide. In 2015, Duterte claimed he had personally killed three people in Davao accused of kidnap and rape, but he subsequently backtracked on those comments. Indeed, just hours before his latest admission, Duterte had said, quote, I am not a killer, unquote, at a ceremony for the Outstanding Filipino Awards of 2016. The latest comments follow a pattern of inflammatory statements from the Philippine president. For instance, calling Pope Francis the son of a whore, which is his favorite insult, for the simple reason that the pontiff made Manila's already terrible traffic even worse during his official visit. Duterte subsequently said he wanted to visit the Vatican to apologize personally. Since becoming president, however, he said such a trip would be, quote, an exercise in duplicity, unquote. In August, Duterte sparked a diplomatic row with Washington when he used a homophobic slur against U.S. Ambassador Philip Goldberg. He said, quote, as you know, I'm fighting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's ambassador, his gay ambassador, the son of a whore. He pissed me off, said Duterte.
He seems to love that phrase because he also called Obama.
Well, Obama apparently is a son of a bitch. In September, Duterte warned Barack Obama that should the U.S. president question him about his war on drugs, quote, son of a bitch, I will swear at you, unquote. On Tuesday, Duterte admitted feigning sickness to avoid a, quote, awkward situation, unquote, by coming face-to-face with Obama at a meeting between the U.S. and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Peru the same month.
So this article is saying that he said son of a bitch to Obama. Other outlets were saying that he used the son of a whore.
Maybe he called him both. Or maybe it's a lost in translation.
It could just be the same meaning there.
Right. Seemingly praising Hitler, in the same month, Duterte compared himself to the architect of the Holocaust. Speaking in his hometown, the president said, quote, if Germany had Hitler, the Philippines would have... And then he pointed at himself.
And then he apologized a couple days later and said, that's not really what I meant.
Quote, Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there's 3 million drug addicts in the Philippines. There are. I'd be happy to slaughter them. Unquote.
And people voted for this guy.
Overwhelmingly.
Unbelievable.
After the rape... comments that Daryl mentioned previously, which, they're bringing those up here in a moment in the article, but after those comments, his polling numbers went up. So it actually helped him.
And I was going to go to the Philippines a couple years ago with a friend of mine. I really
was.
Did
you change your mind?
Well, I'm kind of glad I didn't go now.
Yeah.
But, he didn't want to go by himself. So he was going to, getting friendly with a lady down there, and he wanted me to go with him. I was like, yeah, I'll go with you. I'm kind of glad we didn't go.
Speaking about the rape and murder of a missionary in the Philippines in 1989, Duterte said she was so attractive that, quote, he should have been first, unquote. He was forced to apologize after initially claiming that that was just, quote, how men talked, unquote. Which sounds like Donald Trump.
Yeah, it does.
And Trump, by the way, has apparently praised Rodrigo Duterte in his war on drugs, saying nice things about his approaches there, which apparently includes murdering over 5,000, now close to 6,000 people, according to a chart that they have over at CNN.com. Over 2,000 of the victims in the war on drugs have been killed in police operations, and about 3,800 of them have been killed in extrajudicial vigilante-style killings. So just, people on the streets see somebody they don't like, and they can just kill the person and then throw down a used needle or something like that on the body, and how many questions are they really asking? I mean, if the police in... the Philippines have to investigate 3,800 unsolved murders. Do you really think that they can dedicate that much time to each one of them?
Nope.
Oh, let's see. This looks like a drug user. I don't know if we really are going to spend that much time.
That's an easy way to wrap it up, right?
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can join us. Share your thoughts on Duterte or whatever.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number you need. That's 855-450-3733. We can talk more about the insane war on drugs and the death toll that continues to rise in the Philippines. Now nearly 6,000 people are dead in the various different killings, from the police to vigilantes, and President Duterte down there seems to support all of it. Let's go to Sarah first, though, listening in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, I just want to talk about the killings here in New Mexico, by the way. We had 376 people killed in auto crashes last year. So it's one of the highest rates. And, you know, in my opinion, this is one of the big reasons why New Mexico is always the poorest, the dumbest, has the no job growth, least amount of economic growth. I mean, that's my opinion.
Hold on. Are you saying that auto accidents are the reason for job loss and poor economic growth?
Well, this is combining drag racing, wrecks and drag racing, drunk driving. Just all of the wrecks combined, all the people that died in auto crashes altogether, reckless driving. So The thing is, my thing is that the businesses, they don't want to come here. Like, we wanted to have Tesla come here. Intel is going to move out of here because it's a public safety issue. People don't want to relocate.
Yeah, I just don't think that anybody, I mean, except for you, Sarah, there's very few people who would actually check the rate of auto fatalities before they decide to move somewhere. Well, I mean, would either of you?
She would probably check the rate of auto fatalities before she decided to visit somewhere or before she decided to go eat lunch somewhere. How many people have died in the parking lot of the Lone Star Steakhouse at the corner of West 37th Street?
She checks them before she calls.
What you said is that, did you know we spent $3 million, our governor spent on advertisement to our tourists, and our Mayor Barry, he spent, our city spent $1 million in advertisement to for tourism, and when they come here, they're going to get T-boned, and they're going to get hit by a car.
No, they're not. It's highly unlikely. I mean, look, the statistics, even though it may be, and again, we're going to have to take your word for it, and frequently you're wrong about your statistics, but even if what you're saying is true, Sarah, and that, you know, New Mexico is one of the top states for automotive deaths, fatalities,
everybody
that's
ever looked at New Mexico on the map has died of a car accident.
The odds that somebody is going to get into a car accident on a visit to New Mexico are slim to none. They're very, very low chances that those sorts of things are going to happen to anybody. I don't think other people take it as seriously as you do. I know you'd like for people to take it seriously, and I think people should drive carefully, drive defensively, you know, be cautious when they're out on the road. Presume that everybody else is insane and doesn't know what the hell they're doing, and you'll be a better driver. Yeah. But accidents do happen, and if it's true that people are more accident prone or maybe just not as careful in New Mexico, for whatever reason there's more accidents there, again, that's not something anybody ever thinks about when they go somewhere. They might look at crime statistics. That's something that people will look at. Like, oh, I'm moving into a dangerous
regulations
area.
If I'm going to start a business.
Business regulations, for sure. But yeah, nobody who's going to move a business to a place is like, let's check the automotive fatality stats just to see if this is a dangerous place to drive. I mean, I just can't even imagine that would be the case.
Did you say 376? Fatalities.
It's kind of sad. That's exactly how everybody that's born and raised here. You know how you mentioned that if you're born into it, you're raised up in it as a child, a toddler, you grow up. People think it's perfectly normal. Everybody gets killed by drunk drivers. Oh, my sister got killed crossing the street, and nobody cares. People that
Sarah,
are born
did you
and raised
say,
here,
Jay had a question for you. Did you say 376? Was it in a year in just Albuquerque, or was that in all of New Mexico? And what time?
376 was the total altogether for entire state, I think, last year. And it was announced on the local radio news. And so we have like the highest rate in the last 100 years or so. Usually we average around like 280. So we added another 80 more people in the auto crashes. So the teenagers, they did it head on, and then they killed themselves like a week ago. The teenagers are always killing themselves.
The teenagers killed themselves? They're all gone?
Last week. They all killed themselves last week.
Sarah, you've got 2 million people in the state of New Mexico. There's 2 million people in population there. You're telling me about one person per day died last year in some sort of automotive-related fatality.
So what I'm saying is it's number one for teenagers. That's the number one death since 1980. That's what I'm saying. You know, the number one killer of teenagers is auto fatalities. They don't know how to drive, and they're crazy. And they got that teenage hormone. But,
I saw a sign driving home from Colorado 3 weeks ago. I got here. And I don't know what state it was. I think it was Illinois, but I could be wrong. Could have been New York. But I seen one of them signs that says, 500 and blah, 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 motor vehicle-related fatalities this year. Please be aware. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, you've changed it up. First it was number one in fatalities. Now it's number one teenager death. Can you talk about something better than, you know, traffic stuff? I mean, I know you got something interesting to talk about.
Well, she's been talking about communism a lot recently.
I like that, yeah.
Well, you don't like communism.
No, I like her talking about it, though. You know, it brings it out, and, you know, she's
communism,
a communist.
Hey, here's a question for you. How would communism solve this problem, Sarah?
Well, you know, I really don't know. Because, like I said, the communism adapted to their own culture in each country, and so in each state would be all different. So
here's the answer. Since you don't know the answer, I'll give you the answer. If you look at the history of communist nations and their cars, you'll find that they barely run at all. So odds are good that if communism was to really be a thing, then, of course, you know, you wouldn't have other companies designing cars. It would have to be the state that would, you know, design the cars. And so then just go ahead and look up. I forget what the name of the Russian commie car was.
Lada.
The Lada?
Yeah, we were talking about this last Thursday.
Yeah.
L-A-D-A.
Wasn't it where you had to pour oil in the hood? There was like a hole in the hood where you could just, you didn't have to pop the hood, or maybe you couldn't. You just have to pour oil into, because it was just burning so much oil up. You just constantly had to feed oil into the thing, breaking down all the time. So if you had communism, Sarah, people really wouldn't be able to drive anywhere because they, you know, the cars wouldn't work.
Sarah, do you know what communists used before they had candles? Electricity.
No, I really don't know. I don't really know.
Electricity.
But I know Russia did.
They had electricity, and then they lost it, so they had to use candles.
Yep, just like in Venezuela, where the power outages
are constant. Do you believe anything you hear? Because every other thing that they put on the news is a bunch of lies, like going to the moon was a bunch of lies.
I believe it when it comes from someone.
Going to the moon was, yeah. Oh, yeah, Sarah's one of those people that believes
she's a disbeliever.
Never went to the moon. Is the Earth flat?
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? Why do they have satellite photos of cities on the moon? They have it. Why do they keep it a secret?
Huh?
You know?
Who has satellite photos of cities on the moon?
Well, they do have it, but they make
Where
sure
did
that
you hear about that?
Has it? Who?
Well, I don't know. There's some website. One of the hosts on your show was talking about it. It's a legitimate website. They have pictures of the... one of the pastors, he was a minister guy, and he was talking about that there was a website, and he knew about it, but he's not on the show anymore.
No.
Oh, are you talking about Conan? Conan mentioned that he had seen something, but I've seen a lot of things on the internet, and a lot of it is not true. I've seen unicorn cats on the internet. It doesn't mean that they're true. I've seen butterfly unicorn cats.
Sarah doesn't even get on the internet, so it's not like you can even ask her source. Did you just hear that on the radio? Did you hear somebody on Coast to Coast AM, Sarah, saying that there was a city on the moon? Is that where you got that information?
She probably heard Conan say it.
You know what? I don't want to get George Norrie in trouble, but I did hear from overnight radio show.
That's what
I don't know. You know what?
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Yes, you don't know. That is true. Just because you hear something on the radio doesn't mean you know something. Thanks for the call. You know what they said on the radio, but that doesn't necessarily make it true. And that applies to what we say, too. So, you know, always question everything. 855-450-FREE, although we do our best. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling Somabiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly-flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Somabiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Somabiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Somabiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight. Feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. Is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
By the way, if you're looking at options for health care, you don't have to have health insurance. There is a way around it, and you should check out HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They're a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. You get a proactive health assessment daily, no charge 24-hour access to doctors, as well as a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price, and they give you access to all kinds of doctors, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Unfortunately, there's some people in the Philippines who are dead, and they will never be coming back due to Rodrigo Duterte's insane war on drugs. A story coming from CNN.com. Since taking office in early June, his police force has waged a bloody war on drug dealers and users, resulting in the deaths of thousands of suspects at the hands of police and vigilantes. No trial, just shot dead in the streets, and then bodies disposed of, cases probably closed. We're talking about nearly 6,000 people. How many of them were actual drug users? How many of them were actual drug dealers? How many of them were just victims of people who didn't like them, who decided to frame them, make them look like they were a drug dealer? Here, we'll put some bags of cocaine or heroin on the dead body, maybe a
or even
used
just
needle.
To make it look like they were a user,
exactly.
Not even a dealer.
Or how many of these people actually committed a crime? That's what
it'll never be proven,
right?
So we won't know. I can tell you the people who committed crimes were the police officers and the vigilantes, though. That, to me, is the real criminal.
And you know, if you really think about this executive emergency powers crap that is can happen in this country, this could certainly happen here if, the wrong psychopath gets in that office and starts doing these directives and executive orders. Hey, there's an epidemic. a drug epidemic. You know, it's an emergency. We got to start taking them out.
The state of emergency allows for any violation of the Constitution or whatever purported rules they have. All they have to claim is state of emergency, and then the rules are gone. So far, over 2,000 of these victims, nearly 6,000 in total, were killed in police operations and 3,800 or so in extrajudicial vigilante-style killings. More than 40,000 suspects have been arrested. Philippine Vice President Lenny Robredo told Reuters Monday there were a growing number of opposition voices within government. Robredo was elected in May in a separate contest to Duterte. Quote, this is a female, Lenny Robredo. She says, "There are so many of us against the policies of the president. I hope I will be able to portray the role of unifying all the discordant voices." She resigned from the cabinet earlier in December after she reportedly received a text message barring her from attending meetings. She told Reuters that those in opposition weren't against the war on drugs and agreed the problem had to be dealt with, but they felt that, quote, doing it this way will only make the problem more complex, unquote. She says there is a feeling of helplessness. Washington has also been critical of the handling of drug dealers, including extrajudicial killings, that is, government executions without the benefit of judicial proceedings. But on December 3rd, President-elect Donald Trump told the Philippine president that he's going about his controversial fight against the war on drugs, quote, the right way, unquote. That's according to Duterte. The National Police Force also announced Monday that since July, more than 5 million houses have been visited as part of an anti-drug campaign where officers knock on the doors of alleged drug users or pushers. And then what they do after that?
Execute them.
We don't know. Well, you know, if they're lucky, they'll get arrested. But maybe they're luckier by being executed because the jails in the Philippines are not exactly a place you want to end up either.
I will bet. In the Philippines, many, many more people have died from the war on drugs than the actual drugs. Absolutely.
That's how it is most places.
Well, Ron Paul, he had the statistics on you. That's what he would say quite often back in 8 and 12.
Yep, I absolutely believe that. And so that's the latest insanity coming out of the Philippines. Of course, if you know more, you're welcome to share it with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And unfortunately, the opposition party, you know, they're not against the war on drugs. They want to prosecute people, too, but they just want to do it legally. They don't want to do the extrajudicial killing thing. But, you know, I don't know. Is there even somebody who has... Do you have freedom of speech or some semblance of it in the Philippines? I doubt it. So anybody that, is against the war on drugs is likely afraid for their lives to even come out and say something about that.
It's so easy to be framed.
Correct. And this is the kind of guy who would absolutely frame his political enemies.
Sure.
So that's what you got going on over there. And here in the United States, we are, 5 days away now from the meeting of the electors for the Electoral
happens
College.
On Monday.
And then presumably they're going to vote for Donald Trump, even though there's a bunch of people who are demanding and entreating and begging them to not vote for Donald Trump. Pretty sure they're going to be disappointed.
Like it even matters.
No, exactly. Oh, great. Then you get Hillary Clinton instead.
Unless there's something tricky to where somebody other than Donald or Hillary winds up getting some amount of electoral votes and Donald doesn't get a majority and Hillary doesn't get a majority
then it goes to Congress. And then anyone can be nominated, right, at that point?
No.
No.
The top three electoral vote getters get one of those three gets elected by the House to where each state has a single vote. So California would have one vote. Texas would have one vote. New Hampshire would have one vote.
So the electoral voters, can they vote for anybody who is not on the ballot?
They could vote for anybody they want to.
Okay.
However,
so they could vote for Daryl Perry.
In theory. However, I believe about half of the states have some kind of penalty. Some of the states say if you vote for somebody other than who won the state, then you are deemed to have resigned. And then one of the alternates winds up becoming the elector. Other states...
You mean next time?
No. On Monday.
Right.
So 5 days from now.
But does that mean their vote doesn't count? If they vote for
Let me give an example here, and okay. I don't remember which states it is, but let's assume that me, you, and Jay are all electors from one of those states, and that state went for Donald Trump. And I decide I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I'm right. voting for the real leader of the free world, Vermin Supreme.
Excellent.
I have resigned my position by writing Vermin Supreme, and then I'm immediately replaced by an alternate.
So your vote doesn't count.
Correct.
And you say some states have that.
Some states have that. Some other states have a thing to where there's some kind of civil penalty of might be $100, might be $1,000, and then the rest of the states, there's no penalty at all.
The moral of the story is the people don't vote for the president.
Right. You vote for the slate of electors, and then the electors vote for the president.
And they usually vote as they're expected to vote.
99.9% of electors throughout history have voted for who they were supposed to vote for.
Do the electors individually, is not a secret ballot where in that you can actually look and see which elector voted for what? Or like what are the
results
look
like? Well, some states you will know which elector voted how.
Mm-hmm.
Other states, they just throw all of the things together, and here's what the electors in fill-in-the-blank state voted.
Hmm. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Of the handful of so-called faithless electors throughout American history, it has never affected the outcome of the election.
Of course not. There's like, what, was there an article in, I think it was the New York Times, written by one of the electors who was saying he was not going to vote for Trump? That's probably like one of two people who will break away from what they're supposed to do.
I'd like to meet an elector someday. I'd like to know how to get into that, because in a lot of this, like, free man, sovereign type
stuff. I can tell you, the political parties choose who their slate of electors are going to be, and then they tell the Secretary of State, here's the electors for the Republican Party. And if the Republicans wind up winning that state, then those people that were given to the Secretary of State, they're the people that meet.
So they then go to, like, the
state capital? Yes.
So there are
some people that think that, like, there's some nefarious thing to where it's the Secretaries of State that handpick the electors from their buddies. But it's the political parties.
So they pick their buddies.
Not necessarily buddies. It's people that are, going to be, for the most part, faithful to the party.
And the party's just a charitable organization.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Uber is saying they're not going to seek a permit for their self-driving cars that they're just launching in San Francisco. We'll tell you about that coming up in Hour 3. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!
Be
Designated non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.